Hey y'all, welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aja Yassir, and you can find me at ajayassir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you know, because you're listening to this podcast, I have gotten so much great feedback from people who are saying, oh my goodness, Aja, I'm following your duck and chicken journey, and it's inspirational. And man, oh man, I appreciate y'all. Because y'all keep me going, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but it's joyous work and it's good exercise. I just finished cleaning out the duck brooder. The ducklings are getting so big. I can't believe how fast they grow. This is only, I want to say, week three of us having these ducklings, I believe. And they are growing so fast. They're growing so fast that I'm going to have to split them up and put them in separate brooders, because there's not much room to move around. And like I said, it's a lot of exercise, because I am lifting the brooder and I'm dumping out the waste, and it's good stuff. Speaking of which, y'all, I know I'm probably going to get some pushback from some professional duck raisers or chicken raisers. I know this might sound controversial, but I had to leave the pine shavings alone. I tried pine shavings, and they were the low dust pine shavings. So those of you who don't know, when you have your brooder, you have to mulch it with the pine shavings. It cuts back on smell, the bacteria, it soaks in all this stuff. And I got the low dust, so it can potentially help, not affect their respiratory systems, but I don't buy that because it was still dust involved. But the pine shavings were like a gobbly goop went in the duck brooder. First of all, ducks are wet. They like to splash water. And I know there's some tricks that you can do in the brooder so that the ducks don't splash the water everywhere. I know that. But still, they like to splash water. And water mixed with those pine shavings was a gobbledygook. And then I also tried some shredded paper. Of course, if the pine shavings were a gobbledygook, but you know how the shredded paper was. It was a gobbledygook. So y'all, I had to do the wood chips. And I know some people are like, you're not supposed to do wood chips for ducklings and chicks. But let me tell you, it has been working out a lot better. A lot better. It is a gobbledygook at the end of the day, but it's not so gobbledygook that I feel guilty that they're actually in this gobbledygook. It's okay. I clean out the brooder every single day. So they're at this age, week three, where I have to clean the brooder out every day. When they were younger, I can clean it out maybe every 2 days, or I can do the deep mulch method and just add more. But now that they're older, I have to clean it out every day. I don't want them to be in a bunch of bacteria and all of that stuff. And it can smell. Even though I've been using Lab, and I went over how I made Lab last week. And I'm sorry I called it spoiled milk. I apologize, because I know that might have been offensive to some Korean natural farmers. So I apologize for saying that. I have been using Lab, but still, you know, with the pine shavings and with the paper, it was still a gobbledygook. And it cut down, the Lab did cut down on the smell. But the wood chips, what I do every day, and I just finished a couple of minutes ago, I dump all of the wood chips and all of the gobbledygook, the fecal matter, the urine, all that gets dumped. And of course, you can create a compost pile for that. And then I clean it out with rainwater. And then I put some wood chips, more new wood chips in. And then I spray everything down with Lab. And so that's been working. I will say that usually toward the end of the day, it does start to smell. And so I know that it's time to do it all over again. So that's what, you know, you have ducks, you have chickens, you have any livestock, you're going to have to take care of them. And so that's what we're doing. So that's been, it's been good. It's been good. But y'all, the weather is nuts. It is nuts in the Chicagoland area. right now. I'm in Indiana, but it's still the Chicagoland area because we're only about 20 minutes away from Chicago, 20, 30 minutes away from Chicago, depending on how fast you drive. But y'all, it's like, it was like 80 degrees today and it's mid-April. If you're listening to this, this is April 2023. If you're listening sometime in the future, this is back to the future, y'all. It was like 80 degrees today. This is not something that I'm used to in this area. And the plants, the fruit trees, y'all, let me tell you, the fruit trees have been going crazy. This morning, I woke up and I saw a few leaves on some fruit trees. They were bursting out with leaves. I saw some leaves on the apple trees. I saw some leaves coming on the plum tree, some leaves coming on the peach tree. And the apricot, I haven't checked the cherry, but I'm pretty sure some leaves are on that too. But y'all, at the end of the day, there were flowers. Like, they started blooming because it's so warm. And they're like, what are we doing here? It's time to bloom because certainly this is summertime. Certainly this is the end of spring, maybe early summer. And it's not. It's April 13th, which is kind of still cold like in the Chicagoland area. Let me put it in perspective. Okay, so around this time is when our cherry bush usually starts to bloom. But I usually am able to snap pictures of my cherry bloom, my cherry blossoms on this bush in the snow. And that's what's so fascinating every year for me about this cherry bush, because it's usually the first thing to bloom and I have flowers and it's snowing outside and it just gives me this feeling like, oh, shoot, spring is coming. Our first thing has started to bloom. Our first fruit bush has started to bloom. But y'all, what is going on? The plum tree is blooming. The peach tree is blooming. I mean, not the peach. We have a nectarine. A white nectarine tree is blooming. Our leprechaun nectarine tree is blooming. What is going on? But you know what? The earth is changing and we're leaning into the change. I think we are going to get some freezing temps soon. I did plant. I will say that I had some extra seeds and I said, okay, I'm just going to do some direct sowing here. And I might go out in a little bit and do some more direct sowing. It's nighttime, but I'm still thinking about I might go out since it's nice and cool and get out there before the possums and the raccoons come out, before they come out. So yeah, it is. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting time right now. Our ducklings will be out in, I would say, maybe 5 to 6 more weeks. They'll be going transitioning into to their duck coop, and so we have been transitioning the elderly chickens out, and we have found a place where they can be donated, where they won't be processed because they're older and they're not producing a lot of eggs and this place won't be processing them. That was a request from our daughter. Doesn't want the chickens to be processed. So once they're all gone, we've already taken 2 chickens over there. We have 3 more chickens to take over there. And once they're all gone, I'm going to start dumping out that beautiful, rich compost that they left in the chicken run. Oh my goodness, y'all. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to be dumping that out and cleaning everything up and putting more wood chips in there and preparing for the ducks to be in there. And y'all, speaking of ducks, remember we got the rescue ducks. I think I told you about that. We got 3 rescue ducks and they came from an abusive environment. And in the beginning, they were not eating when they got here. I guess they were still traumatized. Like, why are we here? What's going on? They were not eating and now they're eating like crazy. And so I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy. They had some fish today. They had some wild greens today. Hopefully they're living their best lives here. The water is, we keep that clean. So I just really hope that they're happy here, but they seem happy. So yeah, I just wanted to give y'all a rundown on what is going on in the crazy house right now. But it's good. It's good. We got an early summer and I'm here for it. Although it's probably going to be freezing temps next week, but I'm here for it. The earth is shifting and let's lean into the shift. That's all we can do. Lean into the shift. The earth beckons and we call, or, you know, we respond. That's all we can do. But thank you so much for listening. And you can find me at patreon.com/AjiAsir. And I look forward to talking to you very, very soon.